Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next hour on Motown Memories, we'll be featuring just six Motown artists because we'll be featuring long versions of their Motown songs. This half hour, we'll hear from Stevie Wonder, Diana Ross, Marvin Gaye, and Eddie Kendricks. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.
Thanks a lot. Wow. New York, just like I pictured it. Skyscrapers and everything.
Hey, hey, brother. Hey, come here, Flip. Hey, huh? you look hip, man. Hey, you want to make yourself $5, man?
Yeah, bro.
Hey, look here. Run this car speed for me right quick, okay? Run this car speed for me.
What? Huh? I don't know. What? I'm just going across the street.
Shut your mouth.
Oh, no. What I do?
Turn around. Put your hands behind your back. Let's go.
A jury of your peers having found you guilty. 10 years.
What?
Come on. Get in that cell, nigga.
God. No.
His hair is long. His feet are hard and thrifty.
You're listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Call my name. I'll be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry. You see, my love is alive. It's like a seed that only needs the thought of you to grow. So if you feel the need for company, please, my darling, let it be me.
Oh,
may not be able to express the depth of the love I feel for you. But a writer put it very nicely when he was away from the one he loved. He sat down and wrote these words.
No wind.
Diana Ross's number one song from 1970, the long version of Ain't No Mountain High Enough, and we started with Stevie Wonder, Living for the City, an extended version reaching number 8 from 1973. You found the home of Motown memories, and this is Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring long versions of some great Motown songs. Well, coming up, Marvin Gaye's number one song, Got to Give It Up, number 1 from 1977. Well, Got to Give It Up was originally called Dancing Lady, and Marvin recalled that the inspiration for the song was Johnny Taylor's song called Disco Lady. Marvin was quoted as saying that, quote, "I love the way Johnny sings, and I thought it was a fabulous song, as good as a disco song ever got. I appreciated the picture of a super sexy woman on the dance floor, though in my version, I tried to give it a little twist." Well, Got to Give It Up was Marvin's last single for the Motown record label to make the top 100. Divorced from Berry Gordy's sister Annie Gordy and living as a tax exile in Europe, Marvin left the company he had been part of for 20 years in the spring of 1981. A year of negotiations later, Marvin signed with Columbia Records and only had one additional hit called Sexual Healing. Well, here is his last number one song, the last of three number one songs, Got to Give It Up, the long version. right here on Motown Memories. Well, that brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. We've featured four artists with long versions of some great songs. Well, coming up in the next half hour, we'll hear just from two artists, Stevie Wonder and Rare Earth, with their long versions of their songs. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.